The second reading begins with, "The word is near you, in your heart." So let's talk about words. Let's talk about words. Think for a moment, whose voice, whose words do you like to hear? When we were infants, the voice, the words of our moms and dads brought us comfort. We liked hearing those voices. A baby knows and trusts the voice of their parents. Or think of the words of your favorite song or singer. Think of the words of your favorite poet or writer. Think of the words of someone we love, that when they speak to us, their words make us feel good. They make us feel special. They remind us that we are lovable and capable. The words of those we love inspire us to do and to be our best. So listen again to the conversation in the gospel. It's between the devil and Jesus. The devil is speaking words to tempt Jesus. The devil is inviting Jesus to be selfish, to seek power, to test God. But Jesus' words turn the devil back. He turns him away. He says, "One does not live on bread alone." Jesus says, "You only worship God." Jesus says, "You do not test God or tempt God." So let's remember why we're here as we begin this sacred time of Lent. Because we know better than to listen to evil. We are faithful people. We are God-loving people. We are people who come to honor God. We come to listen and to take the words of God to heart. We come to pray holy words to God. Think about it. Right before we celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist, we're singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God, Almighty, Lord God Almighty." We praise God in our prayer. We come to internalize the words of Jesus, to listen to him teach us in the scriptures over and over and over, so that it gets to our heart, so it gets in our heads, and it is spoken by our words. We want the words of God. We want the words of Jesus to take root in our hearts. And when they've taken roots in our hearts, they should be reflected in our lives. Because then we act. We act and we speak words of kindness and compassion. We speak words of love and affection. We speak words of praise and affirmation. Today we remind ourselves we know who to and who not to listen to. We do not listen to those who speak evil. We do not listen to those who insult. We do not listen to those who ridicule. We do not listen to those who belittle with their words. No, we listen to those who inspire us. Inspire us to do and to be our best. We listen to the words of God. We listen to the teachings of Jesus. We listen to the call of the Holy Spirit. Then we come and receive Jesus in his body and blood, the holy meal, which strengthens us to live and to speak love, to live and to speak peace. Amen.